All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That puts us in a little quandary, doesn't it? Here's kind of how I view it. This is day one. It's day one of how this is going to be for a while. Feels like months. Who knows? This is going to be day number one of our show and our new show because, frankly, there is no way to do the old show. There's not. I've always prided myself on being the guy who did more sports than anybody. What am I going to do, guys? You think I'm going to sit here and bitch about Kirk Cousins' extension when we got people who don't know how they're going to pay their bills? Very hard to do. Instead of doing an NFL blitz at 3:30, we're probably going live to the White House. But we're going to do it. And I'm going to try to toe the line. I'm going to try to do a high wire act here and give you the stuff that needs to be discussed and then mix in the stuff that deep down we wish we were able to talk about. I mean, I can only come to you as a grown adult, and I just never imagined we'd end up here. You know, once we got to Monday of last week, I think it got very serious for me. And as the week went along, more and more and more and more. And it's kind of, I don't even know if it's reached its crescendo yet. 3:30, we will find out more. But certainly as you're driving around, I think you've heard the news of everything being, you know, shut down, our lives being altered. I understand. I'll do whatever it takes. It doesn't matter to me. Whatever the government wants is what I'm going to do. Because the more that we do now, maybe the sooner we can get back to our regular lives. But look, I talked to Sully, who's in studio. I've always wanted to broadcast from the man cave, but man, I didn't want to do it this way. But we're going to do our deal. And, you know, we're going to have Roberto with us for a couple of weeks and then David for a couple of weeks. And then we'll see where it goes from there. But I'm going to do the best I can for you. I want to entertain you. You know I do. But I got to be honest. It's really hard for me to open up and yell about Ryan Tannehill's contract when, I mean, even today, I got a phone call from someone I'm very close with. And it was a very real call about having their hours cut at work, about how they got to pay the differential on the health bill, and not knowing where they're going to make it up. And that's the conversation that's going around. Not, hey, did you see the Giants franchise tag Leonard Williams? So what we're going to try to do is both. I'm going to try to mix in some sports and try to, I don't know, man, maybe for 7 or 8 minutes get you away from it. But the reality is we can't get away from this. This is here to stay. And there's a very, very real chance that our world's going to look different. And that's not some panic mongering. That's not what I mean. I mean, the way we do business is probably going to change moving forward. A lot more people probably going to be working from home. A lot more people probably going to communicate different. There's going to be long-term ramifications from this. So, like I said, guys, there is no perfect. We're never going to be able to make everyone happy, but we're going to do our damnedest because, listen, we're not going anywhere. This is day one of what's going to be a very strange journey that we're all going to go on together. Because if there's one thing you can bet on, this pandemic doesn't really care what team you like. It doesn't care who you pray to. It doesn't care what race, color, or creed you are. It's here. And I think, as you've heard out there now, and I think Doug and Scott talked about it, look, the conversation is you got to act like you already have it. And what are you going to do to stop it from spreading further? So there is a lot of talk that's out there. I'm not going to spread rumors. I take a great amount of pride in us being responsible. Yeah, hey, you're going to have to deal with Rocky and Otis for a little bit, so I apologize, Metro Detroit. Birdo, we are in crisis mode over here, so I'll take care of it.
Jeez, wow.
Here's what happens. I'm going to get little Rocky right now.
Poor little
Sully
guy.
Sully talked to the people. No, he's mad.
Go ahead. No,
Otis has the Kong with the peanut butter. I got to fix this.
Yeah.
I'll be, hold
Please.
On 1 second. Be right back.
Yeah, we got you. No, and hey, I'm sure that there are a ton of people out there. And I know, obviously, there's a ton of people that are working from home right now that might have the radio on in your house right now. And Roberto's screening calls today. You know, David's working from home. This entire office is. But Roberto's screening
We're
calls.
Here.
We have the ticket text, everything going operationally, though.
No, and like I said, guys, that'll probably be the only time that happens. It's just one of those deals. You know, you get a crisis with the dogs. But listen, we have schools closed. We have restaurants, bars, 3 o'clock. We have the extra measures that were taken. And Gator and Doug were on the air for that. I guess my question as we start the show is this, and we'll try to get to NFL free agency, and we're certainly going to take the White House press conference at 3:30. But what is the thing you are concerned about the most in all the laundry list of concerns? Health-wise, it may be the health of someone in your family who's older. Maybe it's your health. Is it where it all leads? Is it how will life be different? Is it managing kids that should be in school that are now at home? I mean, the list of concerns, it's endless. And I think as we start what I'm deeming day one of our show, I think it's important we just talk. That's really what this is, man. I think everybody's looking for something. If you're like me, you're looking for reassurances. You're looking for information. You're looking for understanding. And I think ultimately what you're looking for is empathy. Empathy is in such short supply before this pandemic. It's going to be something we need. This is going to be about how do we take care of each other. Look, as much as we all want to moan one way or the other about our politics and our governments and what needs to be done for us, this really comes down to we are the only ones who can do anything about this on a grand scheme. And we're going to need help along the way. I mean, my biggest concern, above even health and not, because I'm already hunkered down, is obviously you want to take care of the people around you. But my biggest concern is what are we doing for the people who own small businesses? What are we doing for the people who have had their hours cut and they're a provider? What are we doing for the people who don't have money in the bank account, do live paycheck to paycheck, do have 2 kids and a mortgage, and now both mom and dad, along with one of them having to be home to take care of the kids, both mom and dad have either been cut or laid off? Why would I be worried about that more than health? Because ultimately, you could see just a complete, it would be a catastrophe if we don't find a way to take care of people. We won't even get to the point we can get a vaccine. We won't get to a point where we can find therapeutics and virology and do it right. That's my biggest concern. If I need to stay in my house for 3 months, fine. It don't matter to me. Grand scheme of things, man, that's a small price. As Kang said it. Look, there have been people, you have family members who are asked to do a hell of a lot more than what you're being asked to do. But there is a cost to it. And addressing that cost and keeping calm in all of this, keeping people from going and panicking. I think for me, that's my number one concern. Because if we panic, we're going to put people in danger. We're going to put our healthcare professionals in danger. We're going to create a very dangerous situation, even more than what we're already going to be dealing with. So I thought that's where we would just start. And I'll try my damnedest to weave in some NFL. I'm also going to refill Rocky's Kong with some peanut butter because we do not want another episode of that. But we're going to do the best we can, guys, and we're going to try to work through this together. And we'll try to – I know it seems difficult, but, like, yeah, there's going to be some times we're going to try to have some laughs. There's going to be some times we will get as far away from this as possible, but I'm just telling you up front, now to open the show, that ain't one of them times. We're having a lot of our world change right before our eyes, and it may change more at 3:30. So we'll stick with this. We'll weave in some sports. I want to talk to Sully. I'll talk to Roberto. And we'll try to put the pieces together and do this right. And really, I don't know. Whether it's entertainment or information, we're going to try to bring it to you. All right?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.